San Diego. Hi, Selma Alcoholic. So let's do this. I love drinking. Like, I love everything about drinking. I love what it does to me, what it does for me. I just love it. I was born here in San Diego, grew up in National City. I was the youngest of three, and we all had different fathers, and they were brown, and I was white. And my family's Mexican. I'm Mexican. And I remember growing up and just thinking, like, when is my rich white family going to get here and take me away from this? You know what I mean? It's like just waiting. Like, every summer, like, kids would be like, oh, we went to Disneyland, or we went here. And I was like, I went to my uncle's ranch in, like, BFE Mexicali. You know what I mean? None of this makes me alcoholic. I'm alcoholic because when I drink alcohol, I can't stop, and, like, there's body, mental, and spiritual dis-ease that I have. But the first time I drank, I think it was like 13 or 14. It was at like an aunt's house, and one of the cousins stole a bottle of Cuervo, and we played quarters. And I took about four shots, but I just remember, like, my dad was alcoholic, and I used to be like, "How? Why does he drink? Like, he gets crazy." He was very abusive, you know what I mean? He was a sick alcoholic, and I was like, "Why does he drink?" And when I drank, I was like, oh, this is why he fucking drinks. Like, I just felt so serene and at peace. And as a child, I was really quiet. You know what I mean? I never shared my feelings. My mom always jokes. She's like, oh, she's making up for lost time. Because, like, I share my feelings now. And, like, I'll share your feelings and how you should feel about certain things. When I was 15, my dad died, and his family was from Missouri, and they were, they didn't agree with him being with my mother because she was Mexican. And I remember calling them and asking when I could go to the funeral, when the arrangements were, and they said, don't worry, it's going to be only close family, so good luck. And I never, like, I don't know, I just really, like, I just was a switch that was flipped, and I was like, when it came to God or being good or anything, I was just like, screw it, you know. And started drinking pretty heavily. I didn't care. You know, like, I'm not a classy, like, go to the bar and have a glass of wine. I'm like, let's steal bottles and, like, drink and try to be cool. I don't know, I was sober before. In 2009, I was sober for almost 4 years, and I got sober then. I was, like, out of my mind, sober. Like, I was like, how am I sober and still crazy? I thought drinking was my problem. It's like, sobriety's my problem. Like, when I'm sober, I'm, like, batshit crazy. I'm, like, hearing shit, I'm, like, uncomfortable, and I took the steps kind of last time, and I was sober for almost 3.5 years, but, like, I was batshit crazy. I was, like, fighting women outside of meetings, like, literally, and men, you know what I mean? And I was just, like, so full of fear and, like, fear and just so scared, you know? So last year, 2 years ago, something happened with my mom. She got sick, and my whole life got turned upside down. And I was sober 2 months afterwards, and then I went to a wedding, and it was an open bar, and there was nothing standing in the way, and I drank. And I was like, fine, I deserve this, you know what I mean? And shit got really crazy really quick. Like, all the gifts that I got sober, like, I never had a car. I got a car when I was sober, and that was gone, and like, it was just bad. And then I tried to get sober again, and it was so hard because it was really humbling. And I'd go to meetings, and there would be, like, people that were new when I was sober before being like, hey, welcome back. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, I was sober when you were, like, talking to the wall. Like, I was just, the ego was still there. And it took me about 6 months to, like, finally get sober, because I'd get 2 weeks here and I'd be like, screw it, like, what's the point? And I'd drink again, and then I get time here, and then I drink again, and, like, the last straw was another arrest. And I was like, all right, let me do it. And I went to meetings, and it was recommended that I didn't share, and I just went, I stayed out of the mix, and I got a little over a year now, and I don't know, like, I'm not going to say anything that's going to make your ears twinkle or, like, make you believe in, like, unicorns, but I could tell you that there's hope. There's so much fucking hope in Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, I was like, it's bullshit. There's no way these, like, steps are going to work. It's like some corny, like, Burning Man stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have alcoholism so bad that it's just, like, literally, like, I'm going to die. There's no way. And I surrendered. And what surrendered means is, like, vodka. Like, you drink enough vodka, it'll surrender me, you know? I've never felt the presence of God. Like, I hear people talk, and they're like, I was taking a shower, and I felt God just come to me. And I'm just like, you might be crazy, but maybe I'm just jealous. But I've never felt the presence of God, but I have moments where I'm okay in my own skin. Oh, it's 5 minutes. I was almost done. All right. I have moments where I'm okay in my own skin, and I've never had that before. I was always, like, trying to get away, and I was that person that, like, if there was a party over here, like, there had to be a better one over there. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm okay in my own skin. I don't know, I was at a meeting the other day, and they were talking about happiness, and it's like, AA doesn't promise me happiness. It promises me, like, sobriety, and, like, sometimes that's enough. Like, I feel like us alcoholics would be like adult babies sometimes. It's like, I want to be happy all the time, and it's like, life isn't always like burritos and strippers. There's going to be like some, like, there's going to be some like peaks and valleys, you know? And I don't know, at 11 months sober, I'm on high-risk probation right now. And I got arrested for a violation, so I was in jail. And, like, you know, like, in meetings, you see all these people, and then I went to jail, and I was like, oh, look, there they are. And, like, I didn't relapse, but most of them relapsed. And it's just, like, that's where we go. Like, we're given so much grace here. Like, I'm the alcoholic that, like, wakes up, like, handcuffed to, like, gurneys, you know? Like, that's what kind of alcoholic I am. And I don't know, man, I'm just so grateful. Not a lot has changed, except that I don't drink, which is a lot, you know? The steps are helping me with my character defects. I don't like to open my mail. It's just one of those things. I'm working on that, and I feel like I'm rambling. But if you're new, like that one, if you're new, like, there's no, like, new coke. It's, like, all the same. You, like, get in here, you get somebody that's, like, been through the steps, and you, like, do them. And, like, I pray today. I, like, don't know what I'm praying to, but I know that there's some power greater than myself. So my mom was, like, pretty much almost died at a stroke. And the doctor's like, that's it, blah, blah, blah. And she's, like, still in a nursing home, but, like, she's off tube feeding. And she's semi-off, like, breathing. And she could talk now. And the last time I was sober, I never made amends to her. Like, because there was, like, we just had a tumultuous relationship. And I was like, whatever. And like, it sucked that it had to be when she was, like, on, out of it, kind of, but she was still there, and, like, I made amends to her, and, it was, like, so freeing. Like, I didn't believe that, but I was, like, it was so freeing, and, like, I don't know. Like, there's miracles in AA, and there's miracles all around, and, like, the steps, man, that's what's gonna get you out of it. Like, I hear people in 9 days are like, things are great. 90 days, I was batshit crazy. I hated everybody. Like, I was like, people want to shake my hand. I was like, get away. And that's okay, you know? Like, we take them all here. It's like the island of misfit toys around here, and it's pretty good. So, that's all I got. Thank you.